Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jyothy Labs Q2 FY24 conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bhuwania from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, everyone. It's our pleasure at ISEC to host Q2 FY24 earnings call for Jyothy Labs. From the management, today we have Ms. M.R. Jyothy, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. I would like to hand over the call to the management team for their opening remarks, post which we can open for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, Karan, and good afternoon, friends. I welcome you all to the conference call of Jyothy Labs to discuss the financial performance for the quarter ended September 30th, 2023. Our results and our investor presentations are available on our website as well as on the stock we have shared with the stock exchanges. I hope you all had a chance to look at it. To summarize our results, on the business environment front, we have observed stable growth across all channels for our product portfolio. The key input prices have been normalizing over previous year. However, there is an increased competitive intensity to drive volume growth, and therefore, to sustain our growth, we stay focused on our brand investment. Our A&P spend for this quarter is up by 36%. We are focusing on our product innovation and geographical expansion. This is reflected in our overall performance in the revenue growth of 11%+ for this quarter, which is 9% volume growth and 2% value growth. As well as our profitability metrics have further enhanced, i.e., the EBITDA at 18.5% for the quarter, and our net profit is at 104 crore, up by 59%. As our results demonstrate that we are stronger than ever, and we have delivered now consistent double-digit growth, a top-line growth for this quarter, as well as if we look at it even on a two-year and a three-year CAGR basis. We have been, I mean, what we have done is we have leveraged our expanded distribution platform of direct reach of 1.1 million outlets, which are growing, which has helped us in mitigating the slowing consumption environment by focusing on sales of our existing product portfolio in newer geographies, higher BTL activities, and focusing on relevant SKUs for each market. We have seen market share growth across our portfolio, which is backed by our overall agile business operations, and we'll continue this journey to build further scale by focusing on execution across all business parameters. With a healthy balance sheet and cash balance of 440 crore as of September 30th and net working capital days of 5 days, net working capital of 5 days, this will help us or enable us to be more agile in our operations, and we'll aim for a consistent, healthy revenue and profitability growth for the future. In terms of the category performance, fabric care is doing well. We had a double-digit growth at 10.6% for this quarter. We're seeing this segment has seen improvement across all our brands. We are focusing on both value offerings in detergents as well as on the premium portfolio of our liquid detergents. Our strategy is to build scale across categories. In specific, in our fabric care portfolio, Ujala Supreme, the ATL campaign featuring superstar Tapsee Pannu is aired across key markets, and we are also using digital medium to increase more usage awareness, and it is helping us continuously grow the brand. In Ujala detergent powder, Ujala IDD, we are continuing to push on driving liquid detergents across the southern markets. Similarly, in Henko, part of our fabric care portfolio, our media campaigns, we have looked at them, featuring superstar Kajal Agarwal and focusing on BTL activities. Both of these things is helping driving a higher consumer engagement and visibility, which has led to a healthy growth of the brand. In addition, we continue to drive distribution aimed at increasing presence in the mass category of our detergent powder segment with Mr. White and More Light as well. Moving on to dishwash category, again here the sales have increased by 10% for the quarter. The growth is backed by both our brands, Exo and Pril. And in both the brands, our strategy is to focus on LUPs, which has helped us in onboarding new consumers. Further, we also focusing on consumers seeking larger packs in dishwash liquid category. Hence, in put together, this is overall strengthening our brand equity and gaining market share. As well as with, you know, to give more emphasis on our Exo brand, we've been investing across outdoor media like wall paintings and out of home, apart from the conventional medium. Moving on to the third category, which is household insecticide. Our sales increased by 3.4% for this quarter. And we're witnessing consistent recovery after a challenging last year. So we are focusing on innovation, and a liquid vaporizer portfolio registered a positive growth. We have launched a new campaign for Maxo Genius, featuring a new brand ambassador, superstar Kareena Kapoor. So subject to the seasonality issues, we hope to see or have a steady performance in HI. Finally, our personal care segment increased by 22% for this quarter, and our century-old neem-based Margot portfolio soap that continues to be the consumer preference for its authenticity. And we are building the brand with the aim to build a larger portfolio, and the launch we had of Margot Neem Naturals, having three variants, that's doing good. And in Margot, we've been increasing our brand investment across mediums. And again, here the campaign, which is featuring superstar Rashi Khanna, propagating Margot as ek achhi aadat, a good habit, that's also helping us to build a brand into a larger portfolio. So in summary, we'll continue to focus on volume-led growth and achieve higher scale of business operations with a superior margin profile. We'll continue to invest more towards strategic brand building exercise for all our brands, driving higher scale of direct distribution, which obviously takes time and resources. However, this is obviously a critical source of a competitive advantage and barriers to entry. So, as we have consistently delivered double-digit growth for the last few years, and expanding our profitability matrices, our business model or mantra will be focusing on superior execution, and therefore we'll strive to build scale with relentless execution and gain market share. As we move along for the next two quarters of this financial year, we expect our sales growth trajectory to be double digit, primarily led by volume for the full year, which is FY 23-24. And on the margin front, with stable commodity prices, we should be able to hold on to our historical EBITDA margin of 16-17% on an annual basis. So friends, with this, I finish my opening remarks, and we are happy to answer any questions or clarifications you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Vishal Gutka from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Congratulations to the entire management team of Jyoti Labs. Excellent set of numbers. I have three questions. First, you got substantial reduction in working capital days. If you can please explain what is driving this, how sustainable it is, because there is substantial reduction has happened from 20 plus days to 5 days now. Second question is on the personal care. Margins have remained flat despite very strong momentum and sharp correction in PFAD prices. Shall we expect a similar momentum to continue? Margins, shall it see an uptick in second half given the commodity price are corrected? I believe that it has happened mainly of higher energy spend. And third question, especially for Jyoti Madam, just wanted to understand more with regards to HI portfolio, the change of brand ambassador from Rajkumar Rao to Kareena Kapoor. If you can explain what has driven this. And within HI, losses more or less remain the same level despite uptick in the liquid, high margin liquid portfolio. Thank you. That's it from my side.
So, thanks, Vishal. We have many questions. So, I'll attempt a few of them and then maybe Jyoti will add on to your questions. So, some housekeeping questions on working capital. Yes, we've been improving it with stringent financial discipline. Our supply chain, everything has been on the toes to make sure that the operations become far more efficient. However, on a longer term basis or a medium term basis, there will be some volatility in the markets and everything. I would expect that 10 to 12 days could be the working capital cycle on a normalized basis. Now, your second question on the personal care, yes, the margins. See, this is a quarter. This was a launch quarter for our for the new variants which we have introduced, and hence the A&P spends have been higher in this particular quarter. And as the palm oil prices stabilizes or normalize, we should see a recovery in the margins in this particular category. The third one is on your HI. The business is still to make profits. As we've explained in the past, our HI portfolio, now at the top line, now it is only 6-7% of our overall business. The coils business has not done that well, and we are in the process of moving more towards the liquid side of it. And we hope that things will improve from here on.
Yeah, and on HI, yes, the brand ambassador has changed. One is the contract of Mr. Rajkumar Rao was coming to an end. We also wanted a female ambassador this time, and more a celebrity who has a family, who has kids in their family, a mother's concern for the health of the kids is more important, and we have Kareena who is well known in the country, and we wanted her obviously all of you know that she's a mother of two kids, and we felt that will be better for the brand to convey why Maxo is better, it's a better choice. So that's the reason we have gone in for a change of brand ambassador.
Right. Thank you so much, and wishing you all happy Diwali in advance. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Diwali.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Percy from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Congrats on a good set of numbers. My question is on the segment margins. This fabric care margin at 26%, it's very high, isn't it? I mean, typically when we see such high margins, it tends to attract competition. So just wanted to understand, what's your plan? Are you planning to cut prices? And if so, what is the reason why it has still not happened? Like when the input costs were going down, we took quite a long time to take price increase also, and now when it's going down, we are sort of a little late in taking price cuts also. And also the second part on the segment margins is that with palm prices coming down, everyone in the soaps business, the other listed players are having huge amount of margin expansion and are making like 20% or so kind of margins on the soaps portfolio, whereas we are at 10% only. So is there some huge amount of ad spend in this which is bringing down the margin, or is there some other reason for that?
So I could see on the personal care, I just explained to Vishal, yes, this being the launch quarter, so there's been higher level of expenses or the A&P expenses. I think on a recurring basis, you will find the margin should improve in the personal care category. So that should not be a concern. And also on the fabric care, as you said, the margins have been good. It's also a function of scale at some point of time. Because our portfolio has been growing double digit on a consistent basis, it does give us a higher operating leverage. And we have also taken some price cuts both in the detergents and in the personal care, which is soaps category. And so that will definitely be, you know, as time passes by, the impact will start coming through in next few quarters.
Understood. And finally, on margins, I'm looking at a slightly longer term here, not next couple of quarters, but let's say over a 3-year period. Where do you see the EBITDA margins of your company stabilizing, assuming a stable input cost scenario? Do you think like most of the FMCG companies are close to around that 20% mark? So do you think that we would be going towards that number, or do you think that thought process itself is wrong because your product mix is different or because you have different priorities, etc., etc.? I mean, any kind of thoughts you could share on this, not looking for an exact guidance, but any sort of way of thinking about this question, please.
See, structurally, where our focus is more is towards building the volume growth and increasing the A&P spends. The byproduct of it definitely will be a healthy margin profile also. So that is how we would look at it from a medium to long term. I hope, you know, that has answered the way we are building the business.
Right, but like, see, as I said, you have a huge amount of input cost benefit, probably some of it will get passed through, etc. So do you think that the margins that we are doing now are sort of definitely on the higher end of the band, and therefore, I mean, even on a 2-3 year basis, what we have done this quarter, that number sort of would not be exceeded, or do you think that that's not necessarily true?
Because it's difficult for me to give you a number, but if we are able to build a scale better as what we have been doing for the last few years, then definitely the healthy margin profile should improve from here on. And as we have said, to increase the scale, we would not shy away from increasing our A&P spends, which definitely has been more productive in our case. So we will do both, look at our margin profile to improve from here on and increase our A&P spends. And in this process or whatever midterm, whatever you're looking, the variable will always remain the input prices. So that is how we'll have to look at both market share, margin expansion, and at the same time increasing our A&P spends.
Right. And last question on household insecticides. What are the parameters at which this business will become a sort of break-even business? Is there a particular rupees million scale of turnover? Is there a particular percentage of liquid vaporizer as a part of the revenue? Can you give some kind of ratio or parameter on which basically the break-even will be achieved?
So first, you know, the HI category has to start doing well. we know the challenges which the category has been facing. So once those challenges are out of us, then yes, our mix needs to be more favorable towards liquid, which should be in the range of 50-60%, and where we will definitely have a profitable operations in HI as well.
Okay, okay. That's all from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Kaustubh from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity. Congrats for good set of numbers. So my question is on personal care category. This quarter we have achieved a strong growth. So what led to this about 20% growth? Have we gained any market share from some of the large players in this category?
So one is the brand has done well on its own, one is the mix, and then the distribution. These are the two contributions, for the brand to do well. Our original Neem, which is the basic soap, that has done well. That has also clocked double digits, and our new introduction have also added to the overall growth.
Okay, so what is the contribution of new introduction substantial to the growth?
No. It is only new. That's why I said the original, the base variant itself is doing well, and that itself has clocked double-digit growth. This has added to it. That's all.
So should we expect this kind of growth momentum to sustain?
I can't say that, but yes, we do want to do well. And we'll continue our efforts and focus on distribution and brand investment. Hopefully that should continue then.
And Sanjay sir, in your initial comment you mentioned that we have seen competition intensifying in some of the categories. So can you elaborate in which categories you are seeing, of yours where you are seeing competition increasing, and what kind of steps have you taken?
The operating environment is what it is, and there will be competition, or there has always been competition, and in an environment where we are seeing some challenges from the rural market or from volume growth being a constraint, the challenges are there in all the categories. HI in our specific case has different challenges, but other than that, the rest all are large categories. There are many players, and we'll have to work in each market differently, and that is what we are doing.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Umang Shah from Banyan Tree Advisors PMS. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Okay, great. Sir, first question was, have you taken any price cuts in the last 3 months in any of our products?
There have been price cuts in the detergent, as I just mentioned, in the detergents and in the personal care portfolio. And those are more in line with what the competition is, and also sometimes it's on a wait and watch approach because the crude prices, when we were doing Q1 quarter, was at say around $75, now it is running at around $90. So it will be a function of how the raw material prices are and the competition actions. But yes, we have taken some price cuts in the last few months, and we'll have to wait and watch how we do it in the next few months as well.
And could you give a rough range for the same?
No, sir, it's difficult to put the number.
Okay, no problem. The second question was, how has the market response to Exo Gel, and how successful have you been in expanding both Exos and Pril's distribution?
So Exo Gel is right now only in Kerala, and we are still testing in the market, and there are a few learnings which are there, and that will go as per the thing. And Exo and Pril both in terms of distribution and different package sizes, all of those things are happening, and both of the brands are growing at double digits, so that's doing well.
One last question was, what percentage of our detergents would be Henko?
It's a good business. We don't give any specific brand numbers.
Okay, sure, not a problem. And just one part to it was that in terms of Henko, you have a brand ambassador who is Kajal Agarwal, who I would not say is a pan-India recognizable person, right? While in case of Maxo, you have someone like Karisma Kapoor, who is a pan-India brand ambassador, and but the product that you have is in certain states, right? So, like, how do you explain this difference between the two?
I think you're wrong on Kajal Agarwal. I think it's the South and North markets. I think she has done a couple of Bollywood movies as well. She's also well known in the South. So, I mean, she's known in the country. And on Maxo, yes, for us, the market is majorly North, West and East. So the right person is on the brand.
Got it. I just wanted to understand your thought process on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ms. Ruchita Karge from iWealth. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, and a very good afternoon. My question was mainly related to the raw material. So just wanted to understand how much is the crude linked or raw material basically as a percentage of your whole raw material?
So crude and crude derivatives would be around 40% of our total purchase.
40%. And right now, sir, as the prices are inching up, how do we, see our gross margins going ahead? Like, have we hedged this or how is this exactly?
So, we'll have some, it's a constant challenge where the prices, if they are going up, then we'll have to take corresponding actions. But as we stand today, as I mentioned earlier, there have been some price cuts which have been done. And if required, we will react accordingly. If from the levels of crude, if it again moves up.
So, the reason I'm asking is it is that we've given like kind of a rough guidance of around 16% to 17%. So, today, as of today, where do we stand? Like, do we feel we can still achieve it even if the crude prices inch at, $89, $90?
Yeah, so at current levels, we believe that for the full year, our margins could be in the range of 16% to 17% with the current level of crude prices.
Okay. Okay, understood, sir. And sir, just to understand, on a longer term perspective, is a 15% to 16% margin fair to assume?
Ma'am, for now, we are looking at it from this year's perspective. And as I mentioned earlier in somebody else's question, our focus will be more on volume growth and increasing our A&P spend. And also keeping an eye on improving our margin profile as well.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Harit Kapoor from Investec India. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, good evening. I just had two questions. The first was on fabric care. So, there has been a comment about lower price detergents, regional players coming in, both lower price detergents and dishwash bars, and competitive intensity sharply increasing there. I was just wondering, how you've seen it in the marketplace and, what kind of actions that you've had to undertake to, to take care of that.
So Harit, you're right. There has been a lot of intensity both from, local regional players and also from competition. That has always been there. Now it's a little more intense, but we are focused on our brands. We are focused on our distribution and our brand spends, and we are tackling each geography with different strategies, and that has worked for us so far.
Understood. And the context was really, is there a risk to the gross margins that we've done in the first half of the year, or you've already seen this, you've dealt with it, and it's you're dealing with it and it's still, you know, you've still delivered this kind of margins. Is that the way to think about it?
See, we will have to, be proactive and take, actions as and when required, depending on, how the scenario is. And if that will have an impact, that will have an impact. We need to grow our brands. We are, the intent is to grow our market share. The intent is to grow the brand. And if that helps temporarily, then maybe that will take a small this thing. But our aim long term is to grow the brands. And whatever it takes to grow the brands, we'll do it.
Great. The second question is on, innovation. So, now you have, fairly good amount of gross margin tailwind as well, in the business. So I was just wondering, whether the next, say, 6 to 12 months or even beyond, you start to see a higher kind of innovation intensity, in the portfolio. And if yes, then which parts of it do you think will get the most momentum?
We are at a stage where for us every category that we are present is important, and we have projects and innovation pipelines for each of our categories lined up. As in when we feel the market is ready and we are ready to invest behind those innovations, we will be investing behind those innovations as well.
Okay, my question is only from the context that you have more monies to spend really from a P&L perspective now. So whether some of those initiatives get upfronted or they were already in the pipeline, you couldn't do it, now you can. That was my question.
Yeah, it is there. Right this year we have chosen Margo and the variants to be focused, and like that we will be taking as and when required, we'll be doing that. So things are there at the in the pipeline, and we'll be doing it.
Great, thanks, and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Harsh Shah from Incred Capital Financial Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. I had two questions. First, basically, just trying to understand the growth of fabric care segment. How divergent are the growth between the mass brands like Mr. White and Molite compared to the overall growth which you've reported for the fabric care segment? I'm just trying to appreciate the kind of work which you've done behind Mr. White and Molite here.
So all of them have done well, and as you know, the whole category has done double digit. Everything is in line with what our expectations are.
Okay. No, but not looking for an exact number here, Sanjay, but just that, let's say the 10% is the growth which is clocked for fabric care, then what would be the growth for the value brands within this segment? Will it be ballpark in that? I'm assuming that it will be much higher compared to that, right?
Yeah, correct. It's, so both, all the brands have done the same ballpark rate, of the double digit.
Okay, got it. And second question, is basically on the margins. Now, fundamentally, when we look at the business over a longer time, right, our HI share of overall revenue has come down from, let's say, mid-teens to now high single digits, right? And that itself should aid EBITDA margins, right? Because when I look at our guidance of 16% to 17%, I think that probably there is some scope here itself to kind of exceed those levels, given the kind of change in mix in our business.
Yeah, so that's a fact. And we know the challenges which are there in the category. And as Jyoti mentioned, and we're trying to do incremental effort on our LV business so that it grows and, we work towards the profitability.
Correct. No. My question was more from the overall EBITDA margin perspective, right? Even let's say 5 years back when the share of HI was in mid-teens, we were in the 16-17% ballpark EBITDA margin range. And now that the share of HI has come down to high single digits of overall business, right? That fundamentally, because HI is kind of you know, a loss-making business for us, fundamentally itself, the margin trajectory should go up for us, right?
Yeah, so Harsh, I mean, see, you'll have to look at each business categories, and if we look at it overall, our A&P spends have gone up. The overall business is giving us a higher absolute profit, and one of the business is, yes, making lesser margins or negative margins, and we are compensating on a portfolio basis.
Okay, so the structural thing here is basically to invest behind brands to get more volume growth for whatever benefits it's getting, right? And to hold on to those level of margins.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and the third last question is basically now we have, you know, close to 250 odd crores of cash on our books, right? So how do we kind of intend to use that? Maybe probably returning to shareholders, will that the dividend policy continue to remain same, or are we looking at acquiring something? Your comments on that.
So I mean, nothing new. We'll keep our capital allocation strategy same, and we'll be conserving the current cash and the future cash for our future growth initiative, which could include inorganic opportunities at the right time.
Okay, but if basically within inorganic, if I could just pick your brain, basically, would we look at more like a D2C kind of company, or more like a traditional brand, basically, you know, established with positive margins? I mean, what basically is the thought process here of the management?
Sure, I mean, it's too early to comment on that. It will depend on what opportunity comes in and how it fits into our overall portfolio. So that is where, you know, we are open for everything, and we'll see how what. Time will tell what we will be able to do, and it has to make sense. It's just not to be done only for making a usage of cash. It has to actually add value to our overall portfolio.
Got it. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ravi Purohit from Securities Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, most of my questions have been answered. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Amit Purohit from Elara Capital India Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on the set of numbers. Just wanted to know on Crisp and Shine, Henko Liquid and Ujala Liquid. All these put together would be what portion of the total fabric care? Just indicative, would it be low single digit or mid single digit, and the acceptance of amongst this, what is the acceptance beyond South market from consumer perspective?
So I think all the liquid portfolio is doing well. Crisp and Shine, Henko Liquid and Ujala, all of them are growing well as per our expectations. And it's difficult to give a number, specific number. All we can say is that we are investing behind all the three brands, the subcategories you mentioned, and they all are doing well, and we are very optimistic on the future growth for each of these brands which you mentioned.
Okay, and this is beyond South as well, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and any channel specific which is doing well, maybe modern trade or e-com, where the salience is higher for these kind of products, or you're saying across GT also you are seeing the growth?
No, obviously, I mean, liquid portfolio will be doing much better, more in the urban cities and metros and your modern trade and e-commerce, and that is where the target market is there. I mean, GT also is available. So it's going well in all the categories. The numbers are very small, I mean, at this point of time.
Okay. And in terms of pricing action that we have taken, what is the timeline in which we have taken some pricing action that you indicated on the detergent portfolio?
So it's a moving thing, you know. So there will be, you know, few things, few SKUs, something would have been taken 2-3 months back. Some would be, as we speak, things are getting done. So it's a constant thing because, you know, the pricing or the raw material prices have also come off after a long point. I mean, long after a long time, and we have to be in line with the competition and bring the best value to the consumers.
And lastly, on the ad spends, you indicated that you would continue to invest behind brands. So is there any specific number that you want to reach out to, say maybe 9-10% or 8-9%, any range that you are looking, or do you take it as it comes?
Yeah, I think it will be more as it as time passes by.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vishal Punmia from Yes Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you and congratulations on strong numbers. I actually had a question on the distribution. If I look at the 4-year CAGR for all the categories except HI, we have had a kind of very similar growth of around 13% across fabric care, dishwasher and personal care. And you did mention that one of the key drivers has been geographical expansion. So if you could share some insights in terms of the quality of distribution expansion, are these totally new markets or are these markets where we were present at a smaller level and now we are basically coming up with the entire portfolio in those markets? Any insights would be really helpful. And also, if you could share your internal targets or the number numeric distribution target that you aim to achieve in the next couple of years in terms of total distribution and also your direct reach numbers, that would also be very helpful.
Yeah, so last 3-4 years, we have been consistently adding outlets. And that addition is across the country, no specific geography as such. For us, we need to grow all across Pan India. And right now, we have reached at 1.1 million outlets, indirect reach and direct reach put together at 2.8 million outlets. We don't share targets, sir, but we are on a journey to keep increasing outlets year on year.
Okay, so looking at the current total reach versus what the industry reaches, there is a long way ahead. So I would assume that this would keep on growing at a fairly high rate for at least for the next 4-5 years, right?
Yeah, we have to continue our distribution and that will be one of our focus areas.
Okay, great, great. That's it from my side. Thank you and best greetings to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for this session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you all for attending the call and I hope we have answered most of your questions and your queries. And if you still have any further queries, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to address all of them. Wishing all the participants a happy Diwali and all of you have a joyous celebration with your family, friends and colleagues. Thank you Karan and team at ISEC for organizing this conference call. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Okay, on this.